This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be at Dennis Halnon, actually. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're here live. Happy to be here. We were on vacation past couple of Saturdays. I was making my normal pilgrimage to the North Carolina beaches. And, of course, it was a Saturday rental, so we got to enjoy driving. We drove 500 miles either way, right? 500 miles. You want to know where we hit traffic?
Washington.
Danbury. So you can't get into the state. You cannot get into the state of Connecticut on a Saturday afternoon. It is a two-hour parking lot with no crashes or nothing. I mean, we can't have nice things here in Connecticut, like highways that work. I mean, every year for 20 years, this is what it is. You drive to, you get all the way back from North Carolina with very little trouble through the New Jersey Turnpike, through the Garden State Parkway, all the way through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. No problem.
But Danbury.
Danbury. Every year, all the way through Waterbury is a parking lot. I don't know. I don't know why we can't have nice things like highways in Connecticut that work. But we can. So we're back here live for you guys. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And speaking of concerns, oh my goodness. Oh. I go away for we're not here for a couple weekends, and everything's falling apart.
Oh, it's been a nightmare.
It's crazy. Here's one for you. Connecticut School District lost more than $6 million, and they called it a cyber attack. Now, I don't know.
Okay. If you want to call it that,
yeah,
maybe.
This is not really a cyber attack. No. $6 million. Basically, what happened there was the bad guys figured out the COO's password to his email. Now, you know, we joke about on this show. This is the reason I joke about this on our show. I ask you what your password is, right? Well, clearly the COO's password over at the Department of Education there in New Haven's password must have been something simple like ice cream or who knows what. Or maybe that person used their password in other places and the bad guy said, oh, I see the COO of New Haven School Systems uses the password of ice cream on this account. Let me see if he does it for his email address at the New Haven School Department of Ed. Well, yes, he does or
and
she does. Or
keys to the kingdom.
That's not an attack, guys. You can call it what you want. That's like, I'm going to log in as Dennis because his password is ice cream. Oh, I see Dennis is paying some bills. Oh, I see Dennis is invoicing somebody and he wants to get paid. Oh, he's using an ACH transfer with an account number. Oh, I think I'm going to go tell them to send the money over to this account. And of course, they did that.
Right.
They sent $6 million to different accounts. So it's call it a cyber attack if you want. It's an email compromise because you gave them the keys to your kingdom. it's number one, the reason they got in. They probably you probably reused your password somewhere you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Number two, they simply asked you for your password. They emailed you acting like they were 365 Microsoft saying, hey, you've got a problem with your account. Please fill in your credentials. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
Then three, you're not using 2FA, obviously, is not configured on your email systems at all. So the bad guys did not then get a prompt for a code to type in to get access to your email. So you had no security there. Number four or five, whichever number I'm on, your ACH processes are garbage. Who moves millions of dollars without confirming by calling the your vendor and saying, hey, I see you want me to use a different number. It's not the number we always use. Is this correct? You don't even do that. You're just like, okay, I'll go ahead and send the money over here. I mean, what's so breathtaking about this is the bazillionth time we've talked about this, and it's as an IT person, you go look at us, right? You're going to look at the IT guys and say, hey, how come that happened? We got a cyber attack. No, your password was ding-a-ling. You had no 2FA enabled. Your internal ACH controls are non-existent.
Right.
It's not a cyber attack.
Yeah. And remember, this is a failure not just of technology.
Right.
But a financial process, too.
Yeah, it's a failure of leadership. There should have been
a way to trigger a cross check of the account numbers.
Right. And we got a call from a plumbing company out there who had just had $100,000 he sent to the wrong guys. I just got compromised. I sent $100,000 to the same exact thing. The vendor billed him, but he put the money to a different ACH because of an email compromise. Guys, he wasn't even a client. He's begging to become a client. This is not even rocket science here. Two-factor authentication, don't use the same password, and change your ACH requirements so you actually talk to somebody before you move money around. I know in this case it's taxpayer money, so it's other people's money. It doesn't really matter. But after this amount of time, I'm getting tired of it.
I am too.
It's not like a surprise here, guys. They're reading the bad guys read your email. That's all they did. Because your password was ice cream and you didn't have two-factor authentication. What else you want to bring up, Dennis, besides that craziness?
Well, we were gonna talk about what's going on over at Microsoft.
Oh my gosh, Microsoft's a mess.
Oh yeah, they've been getting inundated with criticism for how they set up Azure authentication.
Right.
And it allowed a whole bunch of accounts to get compromised, especially by government agencies. But I'm sure there have to be corporations that are getting compromised.
Oh, they were. That's part of that compromise.
And it's a huge problem. And it all happened because of a security key that was derived from an inactive personal 365 account.
Right.
Not the corporate side of their systems.
Right.
It's the personal side.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody used that key to then generate authentication into corporate tenants.
Right. And we talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Right. And the fallout is still coming.
So, if you've listened to the show for the past 30 years, we've always been complaining about Microsoft and their practices per se. In this case, finally, someone else is talking about it. A CEO of Tenable, which is a security firm, says Microsoft is, quote, grossly irresponsible and mired in a culture of, quote, culture of toxic obfuscation. Well, I would agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been very opaque about this.
You know, we talked about the Heffernan attack that happened while we were dealing with COVID and how not only the current versions of Exchange had this vulnerability, but every version of Exchange ever existed had the same vulnerability, which really just pointed out that all Microsoft does is retread the same stuff, repackage it, put a new number on it and say, go ahead and buy the new one. And if you don't, you're not under support, which makes you out of compliance. Well, would it be nice to be in compliance if you actually had a software package that didn't inherit all the bugs of every operating system you've produced? Come on. There's got to be some. I know you in your EULA, you say there is no implied warranty of our software. Use it as your own risk. That's pretty much what they said.
Well, sure.
And it's a trillion-dollar company saying this.
Every software company does that. But at some point, you got to take responsibility.
Exactly. So we're going to put a link up here for an Ars Technica article that does a very good job explaining what the Tenable CEO is talking about. It actually has a sub headline of Azure as a house of cards. It's built on a house of cards. You know, we talk about the cloud. We talk about, you know, 365. We talk about on-prem. You know, people always gave me a hard time for saying, look, why don't you have people go off the on-prem exchange servers because they have this compromise and go to 365. And I've got an article right now in my hand talking about the same different kind of vulnerabilities in 365. That's not surprising, is it? Microsoft's going to have the same problems on their with their on-prem software. It's not like two different teams. It's the same company. And here it is. Finally, people are getting sick and tired of it. And I've said in my entire career, when I got into IT, I was hoping to help companies become more efficient. More, you know, I'm sure the COO of the Department of Education there in New Haven was, you know, looking for efficiencies to simply move money around, right? He's looking for efficiencies, or she, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, for efficiencies, right? And so I get into my career as an IT person trying to help companies become efficient, and I spend all my time, and so does Dennis really too, all of us do, protecting them from their operating system.
Right.
That's our job.
It's true.
We become glorified security guards. We're not doing what we wanted to do, which was improve process, improve performance, you know, improve the technologies out there so that your companies become more efficient. They are spending more money. So if they connected, and I know we said this when the internet was 25 megabits, you know, you spent more money for your 25 megabit, you got the 25 megabit internet connection, you're going to spend triple to protect you from that connection, quadruple. And now these MSPs are out there charging $350 a seat. You know, to be just, this is how crazy it's gotten. Yeah. To protect them from what? Their operating system. Yeah. So we'll put a link up here to this article. You can read it. It is frustrating. We haven't even touched on ECHN and their, you know, entire system going down.
Oh, yeah. And Waterbury Hospital.
Nationwide. Yeah. Well, it's all connected.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that, too, as to, you know, maybe it doesn't make sense to have everybody connected. I mean, I know it sounds like a good idea, but clearly it may not be.
You think?
Some IT guy said, hey, let's put everything in the one cloud here in this one data center, and then we'll all connect to it. And hey, what could happen? I mean, it's supposed to be resilient, and it's supposed to have redundancies, and it's supposed to be able to deal with compromise. Right, Dennis?
Well, sure, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, as I draw it up there, that cloud picture there where everyone's pointing toward it, it's supposed to work that way, right? I mean, but clearly it never seems to.
What do you mean? The cloud isn't a firewall?
Something's wrong. Cloud's definitely not a firewall.
No, absolutely so, not.
As the poor folks at ECHN have found
it's
out.
It's more like a fire hose.
Yeah, it's a mess is what it is. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Jay and Sheila, hang on. Two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. We're happy to be back. This is Computer Talk on This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are happy to be here live in studio. And we actually have a thing we want to talk to you guys about. Next month, around this time, September 9th, we're going to be doing an electronics e-waste collection in East Hartford at our corporate headquarters over at Tab Computer Systems in East Hartford. So between 9 and 11 during the show, we'll be broadcasting live from Tab. And you can bring your e-waste. You know, Joey will be there engineering for us or helping Carolyn to make that connection work. And we'll be working with EOSI, Environmental Office Solutions in East Hartford, to collect all your e-waste that's been sitting in your basement. You know, your old hard drives, your old computers, your toner cartridges, your ink cartridges. So it's going to be September 9th. Mark it on your calendar in the morning there between 9 and noon or 8 and noon roughly. Stop on by with your stuff so we can actually responsibly recycle it, giving it over to EOSI to take care of it and keep it out of the landfills. So let's get to your calls there, Dennis. I want to do some work.
Yeah, let's work.
See if I can remember how to work this thing. Morning, Jay. You there?
Well, good morning, Eric and Dennis. After listening to you this morning, I am even more discouraged about getting connected to the internet. A couple weeks ago, I called about what internet provider I should get, and you said AT&T or Verizon was okay, and the search engine you suggested, DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
But I have a friend that I deal with help with a computer, and he called this morning about problems with the computer, and his drivers, he got 14 drivers out there, according to Norton and Microsoft.
Yeah.
And he had an AI app download suggested by Microsoft and Google, I think you said. But,
oh, that's part of Bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Big Boss, you're talking about the double, he can't really afford all this kind of stuff. And that's why I'm still not connecting to it. I get discouraged when I listen to everybody's problems in here. But I have a couple of questions. As far as I'm concerned, it's important. This is AI stuff, you know, AI. Is it going to be a collection of computers, or one big supercomputer, or a robot, or what is it going to be? Where is it going to be?
Have you seen that? What was that movie? The Galaxy. What's his name? Here the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember, you see that? Remember that supercomputer? You had that one question.
The answer. I remember 2001 Odyssey when the astronauts were on board with a computer called HAL, and
right.
HAL was in control of the.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, whatever. I mean that.
So no, there's not going to be. It won't be just one computer.
No.
It's all of the computers. It's all of our data. It's everything we're inputting.
Okay, and the question is, then in the world, I mean, all countries, many countries, big countries, are going to have this AI system of some kind, right? Well, then, if I get on the internet, if I do, I'm going to ask AI a question. In all the world, what device or AI is smarter or more intelligent?
Yeah, that's quite a question.
Well, I don't know if I would use even the word intelligence to describe AI.
Yeah, not yet.
Because AI is just a series of algorithms that gathers data and then returns data based on someone's input.
Right.
And it's smarter than humans.
It's not smarter than humans.
That's what I'm
created by humans. It's coming from
it's
us. It's actually, we had articles that say it's getting stupider because of the questions that are put in the data.
2 weeks ago, we had a story about that.
Yeah.
And the material that it has all comes from humans first. So that is the foundation of every AI system that exists.
Right.
And you have to keep that in mind.
What'd you say, Jay?
Who wants to get connected to AI or even ask a question about it or even have anything to do with AI?
Well, again, it's going to be helpful, right? I hope that it will be a helpful. Uh-huh. It's going to be a helpful thing, Jay, in the future, because unfortunately, you've got artificial intelligence, then you've got quote unquote actual human intelligence, and I would contend actual human intelligence has got a ways to go, considering what we keep doing to ourselves.
Humans, AI, or outer space aliens?
We're not going to go there, Jay. But
why not?
I just haven't had enough coffee this morning to answer that.
I could ask to which government, which world government system is correct or right.
Yeah.
And I can say that about religion. Which world religion is correct in the world? Again, so I'm up to whatever.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions bud. I would tell you to go ask, get online and get yourself connected and see what you get for the feedback. But we appreciate you calling in and we understand how you feel. I want to let you guys know we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free for you to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we have hopefully some actual intelligence here in the studio to help you out with your artificial intelligence. Everything's been posted live. We're not the sharpest tacks, but we do our best. Everything's been posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And of course, if you follow us on Facebook, if you like us on Facebook, we'll get you over to your newsfeed there of Zuckerberg Games at Worthy. And if you follow us on, I'm not sure what to call it anymore. Is it X? Is it Twitter? Is it Twitter X? Is it X Twitter? I don't even know what it is. But if you follow us on that thing with the X there, Elon's thing, over at Tab Computer Sys, you'll get it as well. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. One line open for you. We are live. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're also broadcasting on the old Facebook. Sorry about the sound issue earlier. Sometimes after a couple weeks, I forget. There's a lot of buttons to make that work. There's a lot of buttons. I'm surprised it works at all. But it does. And feel free to get online if you want to ask questions right there on the Facebook page. You're welcome to as well. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Sheila first in Hebron to see what she's got cooking. Hey, Sheila, what's up?
Hi, Eric. So my question is about a credit card that got hacked. Mm-hmm. I was on my PC ordering some airline tickets from the Delta website this week, and as soon as I entered my information for billing, the credit card number. They have my, I have an account with them, so they have my email address. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I finished entering the credit card number, I started getting messages on my AOL email that I had approved these Delta gift cards. And there were four of them plugged in, attached to my credit card. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I immediately called the credit card company, and we canceled that card. But then this morning, I'm looking at my site, and they tried using it again this morning to buy an Uber gift card, which was declined because the card is no longer valid. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering, is there a way to tell if it's my computer that got hacked or the Delta site that got hacked, or how would they have gotten the, or could they have gotten it from anywhere else?
Yes.
That the card was used? Yeah.
Yeah, there's, we could probably find 15 stories right now about webs, you know, credit card numbers that are hacked constantly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, it, you know, could have been just coincident that they were doing, it's odd that they did Delta gift cards while you were doing Delta purchases.
I'm thinking about that right now.
That's unusual that it would be specific to that. But the bad guys, why would they pick that? Then again, if they're paying attention to you, they might be like, oh, she's buying Delta. Maybe she won't notice this, but you will notice that. I don't know. It's interesting. But the beauty of our credit cards is this is why we use credit cards and not debit cards. We should not be using debit cards, as far as I'm concerned, for anything. Mm. But as you have your credit card, you know, warn you about purchases, okay, I've got my credit card set to tell me if there's ever anything beyond $20.
Right.
So I get buzzed every time a purchase happens. My wife hates it. She's like, I'm just buying some stuff here. I'm just buying some shoes. the point is that you want to make sure you have your credit cards just warn you. So it doesn't really matter if they get compromised.
Okay.
And I would tell you to have one credit card that you wouldn't use for online purchases and another one that you would use for online purchases so that you won't find yourself without a credit card having to cancel everything if they all get compromised.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you won't get caught in a position where you don't know which card you used online or whatever.
Right.
So,
but why it happened on your PC? So, I doubt it. How old's your computer?
It's like 6 months old.
Okay.
It's pretty new.
So you're running the latest and greatest Windows security with Windows 11, and you're running Defender.
I have McAfee security on it.
All right.
Too.
Okay.
That's good. But most likely it would be more like a card payment system that might have been impacted. And we can probably do some searches right now to just give you some examples of what we're talking about, where it's really nothing that you can do. It's just the process, the intermediaries get impacted. But I don't think there's anything on your computer if I had to guess.
Right.
What do you think, Dennis?
Great.
There is a very, very, very remote possibility.
Right.
And if you feel like it, maybe do a second opinion scan of the computer using Malwarebytes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once let it do its thing, let it scan.
Right.
When it's done, just uninstall it because you don't want two different antiviruses on the computer forever. But I genuinely don't think your computer is directly hacked. I just don't.
No.
Okay.
But like I said, there is a tiny chance, and if all you have to do is spend 15 or 20 minutes scanning it, you may as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, Sheila, let us know what happens.
Thanks for your help.
All right, you got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's really hard to know where the compromise comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to geeks like us, we're going to try to tell you to mitigate it happening in the future, or at least set up warnings and alerts for yourself, because there's so many vectors that could be where the bad guys got that number, probably not your computer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the target,
there's just too many other places. It
yeah.
Could have come from.
The Target Home Depot compromise came from the actual terminals themselves that you were swiping. Had nothing to do with their computers.
Right.
All right. Let's go to who's on the next one. I'm going to Stefan. Hey, he's back in New Britain. What's going on, Stefan?
Oh, too many things.
Oh boy.
I have a few questions. How do I get rid of Webroot?
Yeah, it can be a tough uninstall.
It can be. The home installer is usually a little bit easier to do. You can typically uninstall it from Control Panel and have it uninstall from there. But we can look up an article for other tools that you might use.
Yeah, we could find an uninstaller for WebRoot. We had trouble ourselves cases removing WebRoot. It can be a little difficult.
Yeah, and that's the business side, which is usually locked down to a management system.
Right.
And then you have to either have control of the management system to get it off, or you have to do something really extraordinary to the computer to get it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get a
camera.
Say it again. What did you say, Stephen?
Like use a large hammer.
Oh, that's that'll do it.
That'll work. Yeah. You won't have a computer after, but it'll work.
No, this is for a home system. It's on my ever problematic 17-inch HP, which is back to buffering. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
I can't believe you're buffering with high speed internet like we talked about. You have the high speed fiber, right?
I have whatever Xfinity is providing. Yeah. we got rid of the cable, and right. Now we're going to streaming. So I still have the same router, all that. Okay. I have to update it.
All right.
I know.
All right.
But anyway, look, I'm just two more questions.
Yeah,
I want to get rid of Bing.
Sure.
Okay, I don't want their FNAI.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with them.
I understand.
I just want to replace it with DDG. I downloaded DDG.
Yeah.
But Bing is,
asking.
To put it politely, resistant.
Correct. It's going to ask you if you want to make it. It's the primary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can tell it no. It's nagging you. DuckDuckGo is a good alternative. I'm trying to think.
Is there a better one?
DuckDuckGo's good. I also like Brave.
Yeah.
What?
Brave.
Brave?
Brave.
Mm-hmm.
Brave.
So you can use those. And Bing's job is to say, hey, I'm Microsoft. Don't you want me? Why'd you leave me?
No, I didn't want Microsoft 5 years ago.
I know.
So it's but, you know, Bill Gates is on my list of most disliked people.
Mm-hmm.
He's right near the top.
I hear you.
I want to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And
you can't really get rid of it per se. You can remove the icon, but you really can't get rid of Explorer. Not Explorer, but
Bing.
Bing. Yeah, you really can't get rid of it. Okay. Dennis?
Yeah, well, upon startup, I want DDG.
Right.
As long as you have Windows, it's gonna occasionally kick things out during Windows updates that may tell the computer to ask you about Bing. I mean, it's just something you have to put up with. It's an occasional nag.
Right.
And that's all it is. It doesn't mean that anything is on the computer. It's just, you know, Microsoft telling you to use Bing. Bing is a website. It's not a program on your computer.
Right.
So.
Oh, it is.
Although they might have a program on the computer that kind of is a front end to it. But that.
Oh.
Yeah, don't, Microsoft, you know, don't be too concerned about it. Just. Oh, you're talking about Edge.
Yeah, Edge has Bing built in, though.
Oh, right. I would not advise uninstalling Edge.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, because then my whole system would crash.
Well, right. I wouldn't say that, but there are certain things that you're going to run or do on it that are going to assume that it's there, and it might use some of the DOLs that are included in Edge. And if they're not there, then it might not function right. So you really want to just leave it alone.
Okay, Edge, because that's actually what it is. Anyway, last question, and it's not for me. It's for my sister and her computer that we talked about a few weeks ago.
All right.
Is there a way to get the Microsoft account recovery key if she doesn't have it?
She locked herself out of her machine?
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't Google that locked her out.
Okay.
It's Microsoft. It's the Microsoft account, and it's the recovery key, that big, long series of numbers separated by dashes, that one.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way to get that without, you know, having it?
Mm. And Dennis is puzzling because he sees this type of stuff every day if he sees it, but it's not often.
We actually have run into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, but no.
Okay.
If you don't have that recovery key,
right,
You are not going to be able to unencrypt that drive,
right?
Unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So, what are the alternatives to get the old 2-in-1 or hers going? A new drive? Remove the drive? Wipe the drive? What?
Well, wipe it. Wipe it.
Yeah.
Wipe it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going to have to take it to someone to have the drive removed and wiped?
No, no.
No, no. I think you should be able to do a factory reset on it.
She can't. She says she can't even get into it. It's
right.
She can't really do anything on it. So,
well, during startup, there should be keystrokes that you can use. You'll have to. What brand of laptop is it, or is it a desktop?
It's a laptop. It could be a Dell. It could be an HP. I don't really know.
The manufacturer. If you just go to the manufacturer's website. They right. should give you directions on how to do a factory reset. In addition to, you know, not being able to unencrypt the drive to run it,
right.
you can have right. a drive that's just failed, and the computer yeah. has to have the ability to do that.
Right.
Okay.
So there are workarounds for an unreadable drive,
mm-hmm.
and you would use that recovery system to do it.
Okay, so go to the manufacturer's website.
Yep.
They should have the computer's like, I don't know, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The laptop 6 years old. So I should be able to look that up.
Yep.
And then
follow
the instructions to reinitialize it, correct?
They might call it recover.
Right.
They might call it restore, but either way, that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
All right, Stefan, we got to go to break.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for checking in. Good luck.
You are valuable. All right. Thank you again.
We appreciate the validation. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. And we're here till 11 o'clock, so stick around. We're glad to be back. We were off last couple weekends because... I had a Saturday to Saturday rental this year, causing me to have to blow two Saturdays of computer talk, but it is what it is. And we are back to help you out if we can. 860-522-9842 is the number to get online, and the Facebook page is broadcasting, and the sound is, again, I messed up. I didn't push a button, so the sound should be working fine. If it's still not loud enough for you, you got to turn up your volume because we're on the red on this side, so it's broadcasting pretty loudly. We're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Berlin next before the top of the hour. What's happening, Joe?
Morning. Microsoft... replaced my office suite with 360.
365? I mean, sometimes it feels like 360, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. How do I get the old one back?
When you say Microsoft did it, did you buy a new computer? What happened?
I was trying to go into like an Excel and... it wouldn't open up. Then I started looking around, and I'm looking at the applications, and the old, and I can't remember which version of Office it was, but it's no longer listed, and it says Microsoft 365, and in parentheses, Office.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're saying your old version of Office that you thought was on there is no longer on there, Joe?
Correct.
That's unusual. Usually you got to uninstall that.
Yeah. What version of Office did you have originally?
I think it's 19.
Okay. How did you buy it or get it?
When I got this particular computer, I bought the... Office professional.
Along with it. Okay.
Correct.
Now, here's the thing. Number one, you can uninstall the version of 365 that there is. You do it from control panel. Number two, you're going to have to download Office again from however it was licensed for you. Now, if you bought it from Dell... Dell has an app called Dell Delivery or
No, this is a HP machine, and I right. got I bought it at Best Buy, the Office Professional.
All right, what you would have to do is go back to your Best Buy paperwork when you bought the computer, and it should give you instructions on how to install it, because they had to put it in there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're going to have to give you a way to restore it if you ever need to.
Did you buy it as a separate package, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I downloaded it from Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, you did, but what they would have is instructions on how to do it.
I got to find the card that has the code on it.
All right. If you have the original Microsoft card,
yeah.
Okay, here's what you do. You go to office.com/setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it will lead you through a wizard that will reinstall it.
But you need that key.
And you need that number that's on that card.
Okay.
All right. And it might balk. It may tell you that you've already used this.
Mm, right.
And it may even make you make a phone call to activate it.
Right.
But just go with whatever you need to do to get it going.
Okay.
And like I said, there might be hurdles in there. I can't really predict.
Right. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. One line open for you. We are live. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're also broadcasting on the old Facebook. Sorry about the sound issue earlier. Sometimes after a couple weeks, I forget. There's a lot of buttons to make that work. There's a lot of buttons. I'm surprised it works at all. But it does. And feel free to get online if you want to ask questions right there on the Facebook page. You're welcome to as well. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Sheila first in Hebron to see what she's got cooking. Hey, Sheila, what's up?
Hi, Eric. So my question is about a credit card that got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my PC ordering some airline tickets from the Delta website this week, and as soon as I entered my information for billing, the credit card number, I have an account with them, so they have my email address.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I finished entering the credit card number, I started getting messages on my AOL email that I had approved these Delta gift cards. And there were four of them plugged in, attached to my credit card. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I immediately called the credit card company and we canceled that card. But then this morning, I'm looking at my site, and they tried using it again this morning to buy an Uber gift card, which was declined because the card is no longer valid.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, is there a way to tell if it's my computer that got hacked or the Delta site that got hacked, or how would they have gotten could they have gotten it from anywhere else?
Yes.
That the card was used? Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably find 15 stories right now about credit card numbers that are hacked constantly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So could have been just coinkydink that they were doing. It's odd that they did Delta gift cards while you were doing Delta purchases.
I'm thinking about that right now.
That's unusual that it would be specific to that. But the bad guys, why would they pick that? Then again, if they're paying attention to you, they might be like, oh, she's buying Delta. Maybe she won't notice this, but you will notice that. I don't know. It's interesting. But the beauty of our credit cards is this is why we use credit cards and not debit cards. We should not be using debit cards, as far as I'm concerned, for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have your credit card, warn you about purchases, okay, I've got my credit card set to tell me if there's ever anything beyond $20.
Right.
So I get buzzed every time a purchase happens. My wife hates it. She's like, I'm just buying some stuff here. I'm just buying some shoes. the point is that you want to make sure you have your credit cards just warn you. So it doesn't really matter if they get compromised. And I would tell you to have one credit card that you wouldn't use for online purchases and another one that you would use for online purchases so that you won't find yourself without a credit card having to cancel everything if they all get compromised.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you won't get caught in a position where you don't know which card you used online or whatever.
Right.
So,
but why it happened on your PC? So, I doubt it. How old's your computer?
It's brand. It's like 6 months old. Okay. It's pretty new.
So you're running the latest and greatest Windows security with Windows 11, and you're running Defender.
I have McAfee security on it.
All right.
Too.
Okay.
That's good. But most likely it would be more like a payment card, a card payment system that might have been impacted. And we can probably do some searches right now to just give you some examples of what we're talking about, where it's really nothing that you can do. It's just the process, the intermediaries get impacted. But I don't think there's anything on your computer if I had to guess.
Right.
What do you think, Dennis?
Great.
There is a very, very, very remote possibility.
Right.
And if you feel like it, maybe do a second, what I call a second opinion scan of the computer using Malwarebytes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once let it do its thing, let it scan.
Right.
When it's done, just uninstall it because you don't want two different antiviruses on the computer forever. But I genuinely don't think your computer is directly hacked. I just don't.
No.
Okay.
But like I said, there is a tiny chance, and if all you have to do is spend 15 or 20 minutes scanning it, you may as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, Sheila, let us know what happens.
Thanks for your help.
All right, you got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's really hard to know where the compromise comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to geeks like us, we're going to try to tell you to mitigate it happening in the future, or at least set up warnings and alerts for yourself, because there's so many vectors that could be where the bad guys got that number, you know, probably not your computer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the target,
there's just too many other places.
Could
come from.
The Target Home Depot compromise came from the actual terminals themselves that you were swiping. Had nothing to do with their computers.
Right.
All right. Let's go to who's on the next one. I'm going to Stefan. Hey, he's back in New Britain. What's going on, Stefan?
Oh, too many things.
Oh boy.
I have a few questions. How do I get rid of Webroot?
Yeah, it can be a tough uninstall.
It can be. The home installer is usually a little bit easier to do. You can typically uninstall it from Control Panel and have it uninstall from there. But we can look up an article for other tools that you might use.
Yeah, we could find an uninstaller for Webroot. We have trouble ourselves cases removing Webroot. It can be a little difficult.
Yeah, and that's the business side, which is usually locked down to a management system.
Right.
And then you have to either have control of the management system to get it off, or you have to do something really extraordinary to the computer to get it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get a
camera.
Say it again. What did you say, Stefan?
Like use a large hammer.
Oh, that's that'll do it.
That'll work. Yeah. You won't have a computer after, but it'll work.
No, this is for a home system. It's on my ever problematic 17-inch HP, which is back to buffering. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
I can't believe you're buffering with high-speed internet like we talked about. You have the high-speed fiber, right?
I have whatever Xfinity is providing. Yep. Yeah, we got rid of the cable, and now we're going to streaming. So I still have the same router, all that.
Okay.
I have to update it. I know.
All right.
But look, I'm just two more questions.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of Bing.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want their FNAI.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with them.
I understand.
I just want to replace it with DDG. I downloaded DDG.
Yeah.
But Bing is,
asking,
to put it politely, resistant.
Correct. It's going to ask you if you want to make it. It's the primary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can tell it no. It's nagging you. DuckDuckGo is a good alternative. I'm trying to think.
Is there a better one?
DuckDuckGo is good. I also like Brave.
Yeah.
What?
Brave.
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 Mm-hmm.
Brave.
So you can use those. And Bing's job is to say, "Hey, I'm Microsoft. Don't you want me? Why'd you leave me?"
No, I didn't want Microsoft 5 years ago.
Okay. I know.
So it's, but you know, Bill Gates is on my list of most disliked people.
Mm-hmm.
He's right near the top.
I hear you.
I want to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And
you can't really get rid of it per se. You can remove the icon, but you really can't get rid of Explorer, not Explorer, but
Bing.
Bing. Yeah, you really can't get rid of it. Think, Dennis?
Yeah, well, upon startup, I want DDG.
Right.
As long as you have Windows, it's gonna occasionally kick things out during Windows updates that may tell the computer to ask you about Bing. I mean, it's just something you have to put up with. It's an occasional nag.
Right.
And that's all it is. It doesn't mean that anything is on the computer. It's just, you know, Microsoft telling you to use Bing. Bing is a website. It's not a program on your computer.
Right.
So,
it is.
Although they might have a program on the computer that kind of is a front end to it. But don't be too concerned about it. Oh, you're talking about Edge.
Yeah, Edge has Bing built in, though.
Oh, right. I would not advise uninstalling Edge.
Mm-mm.
Because then my whole system would crash.
Well, right? I wouldn't say that, but there are certain things that you're going to run or do on it that are going to assume that it's there, and it might use some of the DOLs that are included in Edge. And if they're not there, then it might not function right. So you really want to just leave it alone.
Okay, Edge, because that's actually what it is. Anyway, last question, and it's not for me, it's for my sister and her computer that we talked about a few weeks ago.
All right.
Is there a way to get the Microsoft account recovery key if she doesn't have it?
She locked herself out of her machine?
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't Google that locked her out.
Okay.
It's Microsoft. It's the Microsoft account, and it's the recovery key, that big, long series of numbers separated by dashes, that one.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way to get that without, having it?
Mm. And Dennis is puzzling because he sees this type of stuff every day if he sees it, but it's not often.
We actually have run into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, but no.
Okay.
If you don't have that recovery key,
right,
you are not going to be able to unencrypt that drive.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Oh. Okay. So, what are the alternatives to get the old 2-in-1 or hers going? A new drive? Remove the drive? Wipe the drive? What?
Well, wipe it. Wipe it.
Yeah.
Wipe it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going to have to take it to someone to have the drive removed and wiped?
No.
I think you should be able to do a factory reset on it.
She says she can't even get into it. It's
right.
She can't really do anything on it. So,
well, during startup, there should be keystrokes that you can use. You'll have to. What brand of laptop is it, or is it a desktop?
It's a laptop. It could be a Dell. It could be an HP. I don't really know.
The manufacturer, if you just go to the manufacturer's website, they should give you directions on how to do a factory reset. In addition to, not being able to unencrypt the drive to run it, you can have a drive that's just failed. And the computer has to have the ability to do that.
Right.
So
there are workarounds for an unreadable drive, and you would use that recovery system to do it.
Okay, so go to the manufacturer's website.
Yep.
They should have the computer's 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The laptop 6 years old, so I should be able to look that up.
Yep.
And then follow the instructions to reinitialize it, correct?
Might call it recover.
Right.
They might call it restore, but either way, that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
All right, Stefan, we got to go to break.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for checking in. Good luck.
You are valuable. All right. Thank you again.
We appreciate the validation. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. We are back, and we're here till 11 o'clock, so stick around. We're glad to be back. We were off last couple weekends because had a Saturday to Saturday rental this year, causing me to have to blow two Saturdays of computer talk. But it is what it is. And we are back to help you out if we can. 860-522-9842 is the number to get online. And the Facebook page is broadcasting. And the sound is, again, I messed up. I didn't push a button. So the sound should be working fine. If it's still not loud enough for you, you got to turn up your volume because we're on the red on this side. So it's broadcasting pretty loudly. We're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Berlin next before the top of the hour. What's happening, Joe?
Morning. Microsoft replaced my office suite with 360.
365? I mean, sometimes it feels like 360, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. How do I get the old one back?
When you say Microsoft did it, did you buy a new computer? What happened?
I was trying to go into like an Excel and it wouldn't open up. Then I started looking around, and I'm looking at the applications, and I can't remember which version of Office it was, but it's no longer listed, and it says Microsoft 365, and in parentheses, Office.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're saying your old version of Office that you thought was on there is no longer on there, Joe?
Correct.
That's unusual. Usually you got to uninstall that.
Yeah. What version of Office did you have originally?
I think it's 19.
Okay. How did you buy it or get it?
When I got this particular computer, I bought the Office Professional.
Along with it. Okay.
Correct.
Now, here's the thing. Number one, you can uninstall the version of 365 that there is. You do it from Control Panel. Number two, you're going to have to download Office again from whoever or however it was licensed for you. Now, if you bought it from Dell, Dell has an app called Dell Delivery.
This is a HP machine, and I got I bought it at Best Buy, the Office Professional.
All right, what you would have to do is go back to your Best Buy paperwork when you bought the computer, and it should give you instructions on how to install it, because they had to put it in there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're going to have to give you a way to restore it if you ever need to.
Did you buy it as a separate package, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I downloaded it from Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, you did, but what they would have is, instructions on how to do it.
I got to find the card that has the code on it.
All right. If you have the original Microsoft card, okay, here's what you do. You go to office.com/setup, and it will lead you through a wizard that will reinstall it.
But you need that key.
And you need that number that's on that card.
Okay.
All right. And it might balk. It may tell you that you've already used this.
Right.
And it may even make you make a phone call to activate it.
Right.
But just go with whatever you need to do to get it going.
Okay.
And like I said, there might be hurdles in there. I can't really predict.
Right.
The thing that I run into most often is that I have to do the phone activation. And it just takes time to get through it, but it'll work.
Okay.
Almost guaranteed.
Odd that it left your machine. I mean, that's usually something you had to have done. Microsoft is...
I just came in, and then it's not even, in the... apps and features, the list.
All right.
It's not there anymore.
That's bizarre.
Very.
So, see if you can reinstall it, Joe. Otherwise, you'd have to go purchase another copy of Microsoft. Isn't that fun? Office 2021 is still out there. You can buy that one time.
I did that for my wife's laptop, and just so we can use Outlook.
Yeah, okay. So hopefully you can find that card and get it downloaded again.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the help.
You got it, Joe.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Weird that it's gone, though. I don't know about that.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not going to... It's not like we don't believe Joe.
I do not disbelieve him because I've seen all kinds of strange things.
Right.
So I get it.
But generally, it doesn't work that way. Let's go to Jim in Summers and see what he's got going on. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So I got three questions, and I'll rapidly say them off to you, and maybe I can hang up and I'll listen to you. But
yeah,
one on my wife's iPhone, she goes into a website. And I just recently got fiber. I mean, Frontier
mm-hmm.
with the Eero, which I really don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes into a website, and then she clicks on a link inside the website, and it says, please connect to the internet. So I said, shut your phone Wi-Fi off and just use data, and she can get in there fine. So I'm wondering what's going on with that. Why is that happening?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing with that guy was talking about with I have Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
So I transferred everything from one computer to another. I never had a key for it. But I downloaded Windows 11,
yep.
and I got a red bar at the top now when using Excel or Word,
yeah.
saying, please enter key. So I'm worried that at some point that computer or Microsoft will shut that down so I lose everything.
Well, the Office apps will become read-only.
Yeah, you won't lose your data. But it
will not destroy any data. You'll be able to read everything you've got. You just won't be able to edit anything or send mail or anything like right. that.
So that is in your future if you don't pay for a copy of Office, is what they're saying. Microsoft wants their money.
All right. Well, so do you think they'll eventually do that?
Yeah. Eventually.
Oh, if you've got the red bar, yeah, you're headed in that direction.
You're on your way.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Hey, Joe, we're coming up against top of the hour. Can you hold over the news?
Yeah. Oh, yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll hold Joe over. I'm sorry, Jim over and get more of his questions, and we'll be right back. Three lines open for you. This is Computer Talk.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.